Janice Jackson is here. She is the CEO. That's Dr. Janice Jackson is here, the CEO of Hope Chicago. Janice, welcome back. It's nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to be here.
Last you and I spoke, I think, was on the phone, and you were telling us on WGN about Hope Chicago. For those who did not hear that conversation, what is that?
Hope Chicago is a nonprofit that focuses on narrowing the wealth gap. And we do that by sending students and parents to college debt-free. So in 2021, we basically adopted five CPS high schools on the south, southwest, and west sides of Chicago and made a commitment to 4,000 students and their families to give them a debt-free education.
Do they have to qualify? Do they have to have like a C average or something?
So one of the unique things about Hope Chicago is that it's open access. So what we do is a whole school model, which is we adopt the entire school. We meet everybody where they are. So some of our students go to city colleges. Some of our students go to four-year institutions, and we also have students and families who go into workforce or vocational ed programming.
This is for the graduating seniors of five city high schools.
Yes.
How many students are we talking about then are by that eligible?
Well, we made a commitment to 4,000. Right now, we have over 2,000 students that are in over 29 universities across the state.
So, but how many seniors, say, graduate from high
each
school
year.
In those
five schools, roughly about 900 across
900.
Those schools.
Of those 900 to whom you offer that opportunity, how many take you up on?
Well, that's what's been really great about Hope Chicago. Prior to Hope, only about 57% of those students would go to college. Enter Hope, and we're nearing 80%, which means what we knew already, finances are the biggest obstacle for students and families to pursue higher education.
The other 20%, I wonder what they do. Military, trades, nothing?
You know, some of them go straight to work, some to military. That's actually a place where we've been looking to dig in deeper. Quite honestly, our focus has been on the students that do take us up on this, but we also recognize that there need to be more options for students once they graduate from high school.
If a kid gets into Northwestern, that's $80,000.
Yeah.
If they go to a community college, it's $8,000.
Yeah.
Do you distinguish the two?
We don't. If students, and you'll hear from some of our scholars today, one attends a public institution, one attends a private institution, there's obviously a financial distinction there. What's unique about Hope is that we go in and we help negotiate tuition discounts for our students. So Loyola, which you'll hear from a Loyola scholar today, is one of our most impressive partners because they reached out to Hope when I first started talking about this 3 years ago. They probably heard me on your radio show. And they said, we want to know more about this. And so at Loyola, for example, they provide tuition discounts for the students who get accepted, which makes it much more affordable. And I think this is another thing that's unique about Hope, because students wouldn't be able to go in individually and negotiate that type of discount, but they can when you're going in mass.
You're talking about Ajani Cunningham, the Hope Scholar attending Loyola, who's here along with Annabelle Limon-Torres, a Hope Scholar going to UIC. One more question from you before we introduce them.
Okay.
Where do you get all the money for this?
Well, we go and we raise the money privately, which is what me and my team spend most of our time doing.
This is what you went to after CPS,
right?
This
is what I did after CPS. And I know we talked about this 3 years ago, and I'm happy to report I haven't looked back in one way. I think that this allows me to provide support to the community. But we also have provided a bridge for philanthropy to support. Many people want to support programming in the city. They just don't know where to go. I think we've created a vehicle, and people see the immediate impact of their funding.
Yeah. So how much money do you have in the bank right now?
Oh, well, I don't know how much is in the bank right now, but we've raised over $80 million in the past 3 years, which I think is pretty substantial for a nonprofit.
It still sounds like it just must be an ongoing wheel of need for the graduating seniors.
Yeah, well, a couple things. Although we're happy about raising the money, the goal here really is to change the way higher ed operates. It's no secret that the cost of college continues to skyrocket, but the amount of support that students, even low-income students, get has diminished over time. And so what we're trying to do is create a proof point that shows when you remove that financial barrier, people can go to college and they will persist. And that actually benefits the entire city and our economy as a whole.
When you think about the problems the city has and the city has with young people, this mm-hmm. seems like the smartest
yep.
thing,
yep.
the most hopeful thing
yeah.
that we could imagine. You just referenced Ajani Cunningham, who is a Hope Scholar attending Loyola. He's sitting here with us today. Ajani, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm very well.
And sitting next to you is Annabelle Limon-Torres, a Hope Scholar that's going to UIC. Annabelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, I'm good.
We just started talking about you a moment ago, Ajani. So where do you live? Where are you from?
I am from the South Side of Chicago.
What neighborhood?
I am from the Inglewood, the Chatham, and Market Park neighborhood.
And tell me about your family.
How do you mean by that?
Well, brothers, sisters, you live with whom, where, that sort of thing?
I live with my mother. Uh-huh. Well, I'm on campus now. Mm-hmm. But when I'm off campus with my mother, I am the youngest of seven, which has been fun. I have two sisters.
Where did you go to high school?
Into Johnson College Prep.
Which one? Oh, to Jones College.
Johnson College.
Johnson College Prep.
Yes.
But that would be one of the preparatory yep. schools in Chicago.
Yeah. Yes.
So you did well in high school.
Very, if I may say so myself.
What do you mean by that? Tell me about your high school.
I was valedictorian. I was battalion commander of my school's ROTC program. I was involved in everything there was to be involved in.
Would you have been able to go to Loyola without this program?
I think that if I applied to enough scholarships, if I banked all of my hopes and dreams on being accepted to all of those scholarships, then I would be able to afford going to Loyola without having a significant amount of debt.
Yeah. This sure does take the burden off your shoulders, though, doesn't it?
100%.
Sitting next to you is Annabelle Limon-Torres. Same questions for you, Annabelle. Welcome. Where are you from?
I'm also from the South Side. I live in Ashburn.
Ashburn?
Mm-hmm.
And your family? Tell me about them.
So I live with my parents. Well, I dorm also, but I live with my parents and I'm an only child.
I see. And how did you, so what high school did you graduate from then?
I graduated from Benito Juarez.
Would it, so maybe with fewer siblings, it might have been more manageable for your family to think about going to college. Was that the plan all along?
Yeah. I would have, if without Hope Chicago, I would have gone to a community college.
Now you're going to UIC, a four-year school in the city, and you said you're living on campus?
Mm-hmm.
That must feel fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty convenient, especially like in between classes, I could work on homework or I could take a nap.
Welcome to college.
Thank you.
So then, Dr. Jackson, what was the program where the kids participated in yeah. recently?
So one of the unique things about HOPE is it's not just a scholarship. We're also trying to help our students grow into the leaders that our city needs. And so each year we bring them together. For the freshmen, we spend a lot of time getting them prepared for college and how to engage. But for our rising juniors, which you're talking to today, and sophomores, we invited them back to do an advocacy summit. And they spent the day looking at issues, talking about quality of life issues, the things that they face as youth here in Chicago, and they came up with policy solutions. And we shared those solutions with our local as well as state and federal representatives, because we wanted to show that not only are these students thriving in college, but they also have a point of view about where our city, state, and country needs to go. We have a parent program. Right now, we have 135 parents
wow.
who are in a 2 or 4 year program.
Wow.
We also have a smaller group that are in programs. We call them Pathway Prep, and that is for parents who didn't finish high school who are going back to get their GED or high school equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Annabelle, I'm glad you brought that up, because my understanding, you all, is that one of the barriers to learning or success in education mm-hmm. is that the parents didn't enjoy that,
yeah.
and they don't get it. They might even be hostile to the concept.
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, I think that the experience that many parents have had in school definitely influences, you know, how children are reared and their engagement with the school system. But we also know there's a strong correlation between parents' education attainment and their child's education attainment. And so what I loved about Hope Chicago is this two-generation model. We're not trying to fix things one generation at a time. If parents want to go back to school, and many of them do, they have that opportunity. If I can talk about the parent program for 2 quick seconds, this spring, the Tribune did a nice layout of our parent scholars on Mother's Day, and they actually featured 3 parents, all in different situations. One parent who has been LPN or for, you know, 15, 20 years.
What does that stand for?
A licensed practitioner.
Practitioner.
She's going back to be an RN as a result of this. Her child is in school. We have another person who's worked for 20 years in one profession but always wanted to get a pilot's license. So she's going back to pursue that. And it just shows that there are multiple pathways and that many of our parents put their hopes and dreams on hold to raise their children and families. And this gives them an opportunity to go back to school and upskill if that's something that they want to do.
Wow. Now, yeah. I'm glad you all mentioned that. You mentioned financial barriers. Johnny, are there financial barriers for your family? Is income a problem in your household? I ask because you've got so many.
Yeah. income has been a problem, but we manage as best we can. And not having to worry about the cost of college, that's something that I could never be more grateful to Hope Chicago. I could never express my gratitude enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
And John, I don't want to tell Johnny's story, but I'm going to nudge him a little bit to talk about his mom, because he is, as he stated, the youngest of seven, but I believe five of his siblings have gone to college and graduated to very prestigious schools across. And the things that his mother had to do without the additional support really speaks to why Hope Chicago is needed. We can't keep relying on these exceptional stories. People really have to step in and help do this en masse. So I just want to give Yolanda a shout out because she's doing amazing. Well,
so what year are you in school then?
Oh, I'm a junior.
At UIC. What do you study?
I'm studying to be a high school English teacher.
Yeah. And I guess you're a couple years away then, or are you going to graduate in 4 or 5? Most kids take more than 4 years. Are you on track to finish in 4?
Yeah, I could even graduate a semester early if I wanted to.
Oh, not wow. surprised That's to hear good. That.
Oh, thank you.
Do you pay for the schooling if they go longer than
we
4?
We do. I was about to chime in. We actually give them, we don't like to say this out loud, but we actually give them up to 6 years for a 4-year degree, because we know that on average students take about 5 years or so in order to graduate. Now, they have to be on pace. They need to be enrolled full-time earning credits. But we understand that at times students may need to take a deferment or take fewer courses because, as was stated earlier, most of our students still have part-time job opportunities and other family obligations.
Or just calamity that happens.
Yeah, that's true, too.
What do you mean
Talk
by
more
that?
About that.
So at the ending of last year, right around Christmas time, actually, before my last semester at Loyola ended, the house that my mother and I were living in burned down. Mm-hmm. And having to maneuver also being a student while technically being homeless, it was... That's the type of... I'm grateful that we have the support from Hope Chicago that we do.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely helped make that transition much easier. But there are a lot of people that don't have that support or whose calamity is greater than the one we face and may not be able to be nudged on the right track as quickly and as efficiently.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I am 19.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
So often when we hear of children of color in these age groups in the city, we don't hear voices like these.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that not only are you there, but that somebody's noticing and nurturing that.
Thank you.
Talk about Hope, Chicago. So 5 schools. What are the 5 schools that you're working with?
Al Raby High School, which is in East Garfield Park, Noble Johnson, which is in Englewood, Juarez, which is in Pilsen, Farragut, which is in the Little Village community, and Morgan Park High School, which is obviously in Morgan Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Lane Tech and not some of the underachieving schools.
Well, all of our schools are open access neighborhood schools, which is something we're proud of. We were very intentional coming from CPS. I know which schools have what resources and what partnerships and supports. We wanted to go to schools where we knew they had strong leadership, strong counseling teams, but they didn't necessarily have the resources and support to do these things. And these schools have taken advantage of that. And that's why you've seen increases in college enrollment comment and persistence across these five high schools.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're also, it sounds like, and this isn't a criticism, Dr. Jackson, it sounds like you are pooling from schools or families where there is an opportunity for success.
Absolutely. We went where the need was greatest. That was something that we discussed right out of the gate.
But the opportunity for success was great also.
Well, with leadership, but if you look at our schools, when we looked at the data, just to take a step back, we went to schools where the college enrollment rate and persistence rate was lower than the district's rate. And some of that was for different reasons. For example, in a school like Juarez, which is a great neighborhood high school, but a lot of the students are undocumented, which is a huge barrier. They don't qualify for financial aid because of the way our rules are set up. And so many of those students will forego that opportunity because they either don't want to take on that financial risk or they don't have the resources. And so we wanted to go in places where the leadership was there, which is critically important to steward these types of resources, but we also wanted to go where the need was greatest.
Okay, we need to wrap this up. What do you want from our listeners?
To first of all, follow Hope Chicago on all social networks so you can keep abreast of all the great work that's happening. We talked a little bit about the advocacy work. We share that information publicly. We also acknowledge the elected officials who are super engaged in this work and doing a lot for youth. We also want to encourage people to donate to our program if that's something that they feel called to do. And then overall, just continue to support students in your local network and community. Many of our students have the aspirations to go to college. In CPS, when we poll them, over 90% of the kids want to go to college. They don't have the resources and support to do it at that rate. And all of us have a role in stepping in to help them achieve that.
Annabelle, what would you like to say as we wrap this up?
I'd like to say thank you, Hope Chicago, for giving us a chance to have a bright future. And thank you for supporting us. You didn't have to choose any of our schools, but you did. And I think that gave us a lot of us a chance to think of a brighter future, not only for ourselves, but for others out there. Because if we can't work on ourselves to help others, then what can we do?
Exactly.
And we like to give back to our community as well. So thank you.
How about you, Ajani?
Also, thank you, Hope Chicago. But also, vote.
Yes.
Not just in the presidential election, but in elections in districts and communities for aldermen, for Board of Education. Mm-hmm. People talk about, politicians and political pundits talk about the youth vote all the time and what the youth are not or are doing, and about the youth not voting. But there's a reason for that. Youth feel like they're not being listened to. So to be very succinct with this, vote, listen to your constituents, and don't treat the youth as if they are just some prize to be won. Actually, listen.
Mm. If you don't vote, don't complain.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. Remember, boring gets us places.